Bruce Van Dyke. It's the WEOL Morning Show. I wonder how many people name their pets after their favorite ball player, right? Rocco, there's people sometimes will do that. Maybe there's Ramirez, or they pick out Grady or somebody like that.
Well, I hope there aren't too many Bakers here in Cleveland. Because
sure, why not? That's a good name for a dog.
Was.
My dogs, though, Buster and Tigger. Those are the names that came with the dog when I adopted them. I don't always change the names for the dogs, so that's who I got, a beagle and a dachshund this morning. And we're going to talk about our dogs. And both my dogs I've kept a good eye on. One of them, his name is Buster, and he used to bust out. He was well known.
Is that the beagle?
Yes.
Of course, Buster the
and
beagle.
We're going to try to help keep our dogs in check this morning with a veterinarian speaker. He's a social media personality talk show host, Dr. Adam Christman. We appreciate your time this morning, Doctor. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, my friends. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, we're ready to go. Let's talk a little bit about this time of the year, dogs getting in and out, especially with parties and fireworks. These are things, you know, dogs maybe get skittish, or somebody who doesn't know, you're supposed to leave that door closed, not for that pet. Talk a little bit about, you know, how we can keep our pets safe, really, this summertime.
Yeah, I mean, dogs and cats for that matter, too. But, you know, especially, you know, July 4th through the 6th is the single biggest time of the year that we see a 30 to 60% spike of animals that go missing. I mean, it makes sense because the noise sensitivity from fireworks, my gosh, it's really bad. But then also during the summertime, we're traveling a lot. We're going outside. We're hanging. The back doors are maybe being left open. The gates are being unlocked. And these dogs are getting loose, of course. So, you know, it is a very busy time of year in which we see dogs and cats go missing. So we definitely have to do something about that.
And what's the best recommendation to keep track of them, or at least be able to have them return to us? I know we have the dog, the tag with the collar, right? That's the start.
Right. That's always a good place to start. But, you know, sometimes the names can be etched off, or maybe the rabies tag can only be found through a vet hospital. So you need to have a national database. So the hands down, a microchip for dogs and cats. I'm proud to partner with our friends at Home Again. It's a huge national database with 3 million locations. So it's a single little piece of size of a rice granule. It's a little device that goes in between the shoulder blades. It's safe. It doesn't transfer or move around anywhere. And it has information that you would want to be on there should your dog or cat go missing. Consider it like a social security number, if you will, for your dog or cat. And, you know, should they go missing, that there's a scanner that's in place for every place, for veterinary hospitals and rescue groups, and that way we can rehome these animals. We're finding that, you know, dogs, for instance, that don't have a chip in place, only 22% of them get rehomed versus 52% with a microchip. That's huge. And cats, 2% get rehomed to cat parents without a chip versus 38%. So that's one part. But the other thing is to make sure it's registered into this national database. It's one thing to have them chipped, but it's another thing to make sure we have all that information that's current. Because right now, only 56% or 58% of microchips are registered in our national database. So we need to do better, and that's why we're having this conversation.
You're making me think, because I know that I got the dogs. Both of them have a microchip. I think I remember registering, but now I want to know if, because, you know, your life changed. Is the phone number the same? I still
right.
live where I'm at, but you want to make sure that it's current, right? That's the other part of it, too.
Absolutely. You just mentioned, you know, there are rescues, too. Sometimes I'll see some of my clients that will come in. They haven't transferred any of that ownership on over, and that happens, of course. But that's why when we as veterinarians, I make it part of the physical exam. Whenever they're coming in for any reason, it's a quick scan. It takes 2 seconds to do. Make sure that all that information is registered. To your point, it is because transfer of ownership. We're moving around. Housing market. Things happen a lot. Life happens. So the one thing that you can always do is have that peace of mind to make sure that all that information is current and up to date.
Yeah, I was looking at my dog the other day, and he has the tag with his name on it. And I looked at his phone number, and I'm thinking, you know, that's not our phone number anymore that's on there, because I've switched off. So you always have to remember to do that. Is the tool to scan for the chip, has that become standard for most vets' offices?
Yes, without a doubt. It's a universal scanner that can, you know, go into a database, so that way we know what type of chip it is and then who it's identified. So veterinary offices, rescue shelters, they all have something. So it's not the scanner is something that pet parents don't necessarily need to have. It's, you know, it's everywhere. You can find a scanner at any location that's closest to you. So But just to make sure that it's current and up to date is the single most important thing that you can do.
I belong to some neighborhood Facebook pages, and every once in a while you get this post, have you seen my dog? Or someone says, there's a dog at my door. Does anybody know who's the, you know, that kind of a thing. What's the best way we realize our pet is missing, what's the best procedure? What the steps we need to take that you think is helpful?
Yeah, I try to train my pet parents to not panic and have a plan in place ahead of time. So practice this, you know, because maybe it's just you that's home and maybe your significant other isn't home. So you want to make sure you're all on the same page on knowing what to do. And so that's the first thing. Number two is to notify a national database. So, for example, Home Again, you let them know because it'll send an alert that your dog or cat's been missing. And that way you can also contact the veterinary hospitals and shelters to keep an eye on them and say, like, hey, I'm missing my dachshund's name for I have a dachshund, and his name is Clark W. Griswold. So I would say, hey, I'm missing Clark W. Griswold. and you're going to want to keep a photo, a current photo handy, because of social media. That usually is very powerful as well to say, hey, I'm missing. Please share this photo. You know, we found him. He went missing on this road and that at this time of day. So that way people in that area can really kind of help and find out where he or she's gone missing.
Oh, that's good. And then I guess if people want to find out more about some of the ways that we can help, where's a good place to get some details on this?
Yeah, homeagain.com is where it's at. It's a great resource for any prospective or current pet parents to learn more. I have a whole boatload of videos about summer tips and anything on pet parent leveling up on my TikTok channel, Dr. Adam Crispin 52. You can binge watch me as much as you like there.
Can I see Clark? Is Clark on there too as well? Because, you know, dachshunds are big on the TikTok. I've seen that quite a bit. They're everywhere.
I have. So you're going to love this. I have four dachshunds. So I'm a doxaholic. So you got to follow me and check it out. You're going to love it.
Oh, my dachshund gives me the side eye on occasion. Sometimes he looks sweet, but a lot of times he just wonders, you know, what's going on. And I don't know who put that dog together. He has pieces, parts of different dogs, but it's wonderful. Well, Doc, we appreciate your time this morning, getting people encouraged to get their microchips so their pets can be safe at home with them all the time. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure, everyone. Have a great summer.
Thanks.